in Mishnah 8, Dag Tame Shikvashu Im Dag Tahor. If one pickles an unclean fish with clean fish, unclean fish, trife fish, right? So what we're going to be looking at over here is the rule that applies to the bran. When you pickle the two together, so what they used to do is pickle them together to get the bran, to get the mixture that would come out of them, right? Sounds delicious. How much, what's the ratio of the two fishes in order for the bran that comes out of it still to remain kosher, that you could still have the bran? Says the Mishnah, Kol Garav Shim Mechazik Sasan, in an earthenware vessel holding two sayers, Im Yeshbo Mishkal Asara Zuz Be Yehuda, if it contains unclean fish which weighs 10 zuz in Yehuda, Chamesh Lam Be Galil, which is 5 sellers in the Galilean measure, Dag Tame of unclean fish, Tzirur Aser, the bran is forbidden. Okay, so luckily for us, the Kahati over here does all the numbers, and without boring everybody with all the conversions, it comes out to 1/960. Okay, so if in the bran there is more than one pot in 960 of the unkosher fish bran, then the whole mixture is forbidden. It's a tiny amount. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, Echad Mishisha Sarabot, he says, a quarter in two sayers, which comes out to a 16th. Right, a completely... Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Revis Besasim. Rabbi Yehuda says, a quarter in two sayers, Rabbi Yossi Omer Echad Mishisha Asabo. So two other opinions. Rabbi Yehuda says one quarter in two sayers, which he brings over here is 192nd. 101 part in 192. And then Rabbi Yossi 1/16. So I mean these are massively varying opinions, right? Okay, so he brings over here, he doesn't bring it over here, but I saw in the other book that the first opinion is the one that we go like. So if you're ever making fish bran and you have some unkosher fish gets in there, 1/960th. That's the ratio that would forbid the bran.